I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nowadays, it's very important for us to know who to trust. Lalo na sa pagbili ng sasakyan. Sobrang daming pwedeng pagbilian, pero iilan lang ang totoong maaasahan. Who doesn't want an easy and convenient car buying process? Who should we trust to get all your car buying needs? AutoDeal has all the answers.
AutoDeal is an all-in-one platform for your car needs. It makes your car buying experience worthy and more convenient. Up to 450 highly rated car dealers nationwide ang pwedeng pagpilian. So what are you waiting for? Simplify your car buying journey and get the best deal at autodeal.com.ph.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 95.
Yes.
Netflix's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, why are we talking about this, CJ?
Why?
Because I love it. I freaking loved it. You?
I guess.
As in, mahal ko siya. Mahal ko siya yung series.
I can't stop thinking about it, I guess. And nasa rewatch na ako.
Ako nasa ano na ako, yung mga video essays na ako. And ano bang tawag nun sa face na yun? Yung parang nagbabasa ka ng mga ano articles. Nanonood ako ng mga TikToks ni ano Jenna Ortega. Mga analysis.
I guess naghahanap ka ng kausap maliban sa akin. Ganun.
Or siguro parang mas gusto ko yung ano. Mas gusto ko pa malaman yung
ano?
Details behind the scenes ng show.
Baka.
Ayun. I think, is it one of the, kasi as the year comes to an end, di ba? I know we're both not fans of the best of 2022 lists, di ba? We don't like that. Pero, aside from She-Hulk, This is one of my favorite shows, I think. This year.
Well, you know, hindi ako ma-
hindi ka maganda.
Chapter mark ng year. But, if 2022... Yeah, She-Hulk is also something I like. And what else? Yeah, I enjoyed Wednesday thoroughly this 2022. What else was released?
Hindi rin ako magaling sa ganyan eh. Sorry, anyway, sorry pod pals. Hindi kami yung mga tipong best of 2022 kinds of people.
Yeah, because we don't watch...
Isang yung view natin kasi sa pop culture or sa buhay natin, isang mahabang dire-direcho, no?
Or like ako...
Like, ako nakakalimutan ko na, ha? This year pala lumabas yun. Akala ko nga yung Endgame, this year lumabas.
Grabe.
Hindi ko nga, ganun ako.
Pre-pandemic naman yun.
Pre-pandemic pa ba yun?
Pero ako parang, like, this year ko lang napanood yung Fleabag. So for me,
ako rin,
one of the best show of 2022, but technically it's not.
Ako yung superhero, GMA7's superhero. One of the best shows ever. 2016 pa pala. Pero binabalan ko siya ngayon. One of the greatest TV shows in Philippine history.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so... Yun, kasi nagustuhan talaga namin ni CJ yung Wednesday. And I think it spoke to us as people.
And we didn't watch together.
Hiwalay naman tayo nanonood. Except movies.
Yeah.
Diba? So, what was your first impression muna about the show? Nung in-announce, kaka-announce pa lang. Wala pang... trailer, sinabi lang. There's gonna be a Wednesday show that's going to be helmed by none other than idol na idol ko, si Tim Burton.
Ikaw muna.
Well, ako, Of course, well, duh. Kasing finally, di ba? Parang okay. Tim Burton and ano, Adam's Family. Akala, ito before, akala mo ba dati, si Tim Burton ang nag-direct ng Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values?
Hindi naman.
Akala mo si Tim Burton ang nag-direct ng Lemony Snicket's Unfortunate, a series of
Unfortunate.
Hindi rin.
Okay. Like, but I get why some people assume that.
Kasi like si Jazz Nicholas, who's also a big Tim Burton fan.
Hello,
hi Jazz. Akala niya, Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values, dinirect ni Tim Burton, na hindi pala. Yung aesthetic kasi, malapit.
Pero
sobrang
kasi,
lapit.
Parang nung 90s to 2010s, may certain look yung, I mean,
eh, kasi isa pa dyan, Casper. Casper, di ba? Mukha rin Tim Burton.
Yun ang same director, Casper, tsaka the movie na Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oo.
Yun, same. But
Brad Siberling.
Yes. Pero kasi, si Tim Burton always had this, yung movies niya, like, well, goth and ano ba?
Horror.
May parang goth horror. It's always sad. Like, goth horror, suburban gothic. Ganun, diba?
Ako dreamy nga eh. Hindi sad.
Whimsical. Whimsy goth nga, diba? Pero may sadness. But Adam's Family kasi, walang sadness eh. Ano eh, parang whimsy goth to comedy eh. And I haven't seen like a Tim Burton na
family
comedy. Meron ba? Nag-attempt siya sa yung latter movies.
Yung pinaka-comedy na yata ni Tim Burton is Ed Wood. And seryoso rin ng konting Ed Wood.
Or,
baka Mars Attacks.
Pero alam mo yung comedy ni Tim Burton eh. And it wasn't the Addams Family 90s
Tama.
Na movie. Yan.
Oh, pero perfect, anyway. Sobrang perfect fit sila na parang, but ang tagal, di ba, bago nangyari ito. Yun.
Well, na-excite ako. Na-excite ako dun.
Yes. And in-anticipate mo talaga na kailan na ba lalabas to? Kailan na ba lalabas to? Ganun din ako eh.
Yeah. And na-excite ako kasi almost, and then, parang a few weeks after Halloween. So parang may Halloween
vibe. Would you prefer
vibe.
Na lumabas siya nung October?
Hindi naman.
O, ang dami kasing magaganda rin noong October eh.
Eh, She-Hulk yun eh.
Tsaka October. Werewolf by Night. Uh-huh. Anyway, so.
Anyway.
Now ito, have you always been an Addams Family fan?
Yes.
Ako rin
Ikaw
eh.
Din. Meron kang ano, di ba? Charles Addams.
Yeah, na book.
No, you have.
Nahinira mo, di ba?
And Edward Gorey, which kind of looks like.
Yeah, contemporary ni Charles Addams si Edward Gorey sa art nun.
Na favorite din ni Tim Burton.
Actually, weird, hindi pala.
Ay, hindi ba?
Ang chief influences ni Tim Burton ay si Dr. Seuss.
Ew, it kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Dr. Seuss at German Expressionist Cinema.
Yung
si Edward Gorey at Charles Addams. Oo, oh, fan din siya pero slightly lang.
Ah, okay.
Pero tama ka, Edward Gorey and check nyo at Podpals yung artist na si Edward Gorey. Matutuwa kayo. At Charles Addams. Magkasabay sila noong 1930s.
Yeah.
And ano, ako, I have always been a fan of the Addams Family mula bata pa ako. Yung,
yes.
Yung aesthetic yes. nila, yung themes, natatawa ako. And
yeah.
Hindi halata na yung sa itsura ko. Pero I've always been a closet goth.
What?
Hindi, mahilig ako ng black, di ba?
I will disagree. Pero sige, go express yourself.
May pagka-goth ako. Hindi yung goth. Kasi ito, weird. Yung goth. Can we talk about the term goth? Kasi
okay.
Nandito na tayo eh.
Okay.
Yung goth kasi ang daming connotations eh, di ba? Meron yung goth na yeah. electro, mahilig sa elektronika na goth, di ba?
Yes. Actually, in a way, si yung metalheads
ayan,
na parang si
Trent Reznor.
Or si Stranger Things dude, si
Eddie Munson?
Si Eddie Munson. Parang tumatowards
mga metal. Mga metal. Metal. Goth metal, di ba nilatawag?
Yes.
Kaya ito, kahit si ano. I know you don't like this.
What?
Na, 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 na,
Evanescence.
Na,
yeah, but yes.
Goth din yun. Pero yeah. Hindi yun yung type na goth.
Pero ano yun, di ba? Parang antebellum.
Kaya nga ang daming goth.
Okay.
Di ba? Tapos si Nick Joaquin, may pinauso pang term tropical goth.
Ganda, di ba?
Oo, yeah. Yung parang sa ano, parang Tim Burton story din pero set in Bacolod and ano and
I think
Visayas, di ba?
I think mas malapit
mga,
yung
mga farmland sa ano sorry mga ano tawag ron?
Plantation.
Hacienda, plantation so.
Na malapit sa Southern Gothic.
Kaya ginawa ni Nick Joaquin yun,
no? Naman yun, di ba?
Ayun, like, Unrise then is also
goth,
gothic.
Yes.
Diba?
But it's Southern Goth.
So yung Tim Burton nga.
But we are so in love with goth.
Masayang goth, no?
Kaya nga yung isa ko napanood dun sa favorite kong YouTube channel, yung Modern Girls. Di ba? Yung isang topic dun ay whimsy goth. Like, whimsical goth. And Tim Burton is like the proponent of whimsy goth.
To our pod pals, can you explain in your own words?
I'll try. Well, they can video watch the video essay. I'm sure Modern Girls will explain it way better than me. But technically, whimsy goth is, kasi yun nga, like, in pag tinabi mo yung isang whimsy goth sa, yun nga, Evanescence or Southern Gothic or like, metal goth. Ano siya? Cute siya and like, whimsical.
Hot topic goth.
No. Hindi. Like, whimsy goth is, ayun nga, yung portmanteau ay whimsical at saka gothic. So, may parang childlike wonder yung whimsy goth.
Mm.
And parang, ang evolution niya kasi, yung goth part niya, hinihiram niya from like the Victorian Romantic era. Like, as in, ano, medieval towards like early Renaissance na ano siya, romantic.
And sabi mo, di ba, humihiram siya ng maraming influences from witch.
Hindi, yun yung
witch
ano,
culture.
Yun yung whimsy. Yun yung, parang I think, the witches as a culture, yun yung gitna ng whimsical at saka ng goth. Siya yung nagbe-bridge. Kasi, di ba, parang, nung medieval, dun nag-purge ng witches or like, dun yung towards enlightenment, di ba? So, merong parang persecution of witches.
Hmm.
So, towards that. So, nabibridge niya talaga. So, yung mga witch, parang, nung nag-start siya, yung mga, yun nga, like, medieval times, nag-evolve siya into, let's say, nung nag-resurface siya nung 1960s to 1970s.
Hmm.
Nahaluan siya ng hippie culture.
Tama.
So, mas nagiging whimsical siya.
Frilly dresses.
Yes. Or, mas nahaluan ng environmentalism ng...
Although, yung mga witches naman, medyo malapit rin sa nature
and environmental. So, very... It's quite a malleable term.
Kumbaga yung goth, parang ang daming pwedeng, kumbaga para siyang adjective na.
Yes.
Na pwede mong ikabit sa kahit anong bagay.
But yung personally.
Kasi ito, di ba, pwedeng techno-goth eh.
Yes.
Yung mga 9-inch nails, di ba?
But personally.
Prodigy.
Yung goth naman, it's not just like wearing black or.
Oh, it's an aesthetic and it's ideology.
Forgive me, but I think yung goth, yung in common nila, parang may subversive.
Parang non-mainstream aspect.
Or hindi sinasubvert or like minimake fun or like ano ba. Basta ano, opposite siya ng Roman Catholic references.
Oy, hindi ah.
Medyo.
Pero bakit may mga symbologies din sila na crosses.
Hindi, kaya nga, subversion siya.
Ah, okay.
Like,
upside down, pati warik yung cross.
Oh, kasi diba yung gothic, ano, parang yung dark ages. So, parang I guess yung mga non-mainstream.
It came from the word Visigoth, diba? Visigoth.
Which is?
A tribe. Visigoths.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought parang gothic
para mga Vikings, di ba? May Vikings, may
sabagay.
Visigoths.
I guess, like, following art history, inadapt ng Roman Catholic architecture, di ba may Gothic architecture?
Mm.
So, probably, nung slinotter nila yung Visigoths, or tinatry nila i-colonize yung mga yan, hiniram nila yung Gothic sensibilities. So, anyway.
Okay.
Ayun, so, where were we?
Where were we? Okay, so you've always been a fan of the Addams Family, no?
Yes. I guess, balik lang natin sa goth. Parang, yung goth, wala namang popular na goth eh. Walang parang super mainstream or like top of the
meron naman. Tim popularity Burton, sikat chain. Naman.
Hindi, pero like, there is always something rebellious or punk or
tama-tama.
Or outcasted.
Actually, tinan mo lang, OPM scene.
Mm.
Walang goth icon sa OPM scene. Like, ang closest na si, ano, si...
Si Zild? Nag-attempt
wow, si Zild,
siya-ish.
Si Zild. Zild Benitez, yes, ngayon. Pero dati si, ano, si...
Late Isabel. Si Wawi.
Wawi Navarroza, exactly. Siya na yung, ano...
Yun happen,
na, na, nakasabay namin madalas dati with Narda.
Or maybe nila tayo familiar. Meron man yan.
I'm sure. For sure. Pero yun, silang dalawa na. Si Wawi, Wawi Navarroza and si...
That's her band. Late Isabel.
Yeah, Late Isabel. Kasi na, at the time, I was supposed to make a music video for them. And naging kaibigan ko siya kasi we were both Tim Burton fans.
Yeah.
So anyway, aside from that, kasi ito, sabi mo Addams Family, di ba? You've always been a fan of Addams Family.
Yes.
And Addams Family, yung themes niya, it's all about strangeness and family, di ba?
Yeah.
Ang ganda nga nung isang tagline nung poster ng animated na Addams Family. Weird is relative. Or strange is relative. Now, is your family similar to the Addams Family?
I would like to you to answer that first.
Well, ako kasi, the way I put my family, I'm a member of the Addams Family.
Okay.
Na inampon ng Von Trapp family. Yes, huh?
The only or goth part, child.
Yes. Or the only weird one in the Von Trapp family singers. Gets mo?
Okay.
Whereas weird naman, yung friend natin.
Ano?
Si Tats Paman. Hi, Tats. Regular guest natin. Yung family niya, Addams Family talaga. Tapos yung isang kapatid nila, straight edge, super, ano? Wala, super mainstream.
Okay.
A Von Trapp family singer. Trapped in an Addams Family environment.
Okay.
Yun. Pero okay. kayo Addams Family kayo lahat eh. Yun yung okay.
I would like to think so. Like, if you study the family dynamics, like...
May Uncle Fester kayo, si Ninong.
Yes.
Si Morticia, si Mama.
And di ba parang Wednesday... Let's assume ako si Wednesday sa family namin. Hmm. Like, I think my mom and dad are... very affectionate. I mean, you've been with them.
Yeah.
You're very affectionate with one another. Jokingly lagging. Alam mo yun? Jokes and banter.
Or are you more like the Simpsons? Parang kayo yung Simpsons?
Hindi eh. Hindi parang si Homer, si
bagay,
si Daddy, si Papa. Parang mas si Gomez siya eh. Tas, but I guess, mas nakaka-relate ako with Wednesday's relationship with Fester. Di ba, idol niya si Uncle Fester.
Uh-oh.
And yung kapatid ng dad ko is like one of my heroes or probably
and
mentors.
And also, yung tingin mo sa younger brother mo, si Jeros, parang si Pugsley siya.
Yes. Yes. Like,
you're the only one who can torture him.
Especially, you know, when I saw that trailer na parang
nobody
the only one that can, ano yan?
Nobody can torture my brother except me.
Torment. Except me. Or, tapos yung lola ko din, di ba parang...
Si grandmama.
So,
grandmama
medyo... Adams. Yeah, I guess, in a way, parang Addams Family.
And, kwento mo in a previous episode na you
ano?
Got into witchcraft. Wiccan stuff nung...
I don't practice witchcraft.
Nung high school ka, tapos... nag-consintidor si Morticia Addams na mom mo, di ba?
I mean, like, I was super... well, first, yung tito ko, he is
he likes occult stuff.
Occult stuff, like, super
Anne
big
Rice.
Fan ni Anne Rice.
Yeah.
And if you see...
R.I.P.
If you see yung baul ng tito ko, parang ang dami yung mga occult, like, even books, mahilig siya sa... parang Griffin and Sabine.
Occult ba yun?
I mean, when you see it, it's kind of occultish. Like, maximalist, whimsical, ganyan. So, mahilig yung tito ko talaga sa ganyan.
And the Sandman also.
Yes. So, And syempre, diba nung bata tayo, nauso yung, anong book publishing yun?
Sci-com.
Sci-com. Diba parang may mga book ng Gayuma or like, So kasi like, nagpapabili ako, tapos tinatry namin yung recipes with my mom. Like, okay, doesn't work. This is sham. Pero alam mo yun, hindi niya sasabihin, oh, huwag mo yun babasahin. Mm. It's like, book of the devil or whatever. Right. Walang ganun.
Like, so anyway, ito naman,
they support my weirdness, I guess.
Have you always been a Tim Burton fan?
Yeah, I would say, yes.
Actually, I want to share lang to our pod pal. So, nag-date tayo.
Ano?
Yung nakikita niyo yung art style ni CJ ngayon sa Instagram.
Ano?
Hindi ganun dati yung drawings niya. Kung tingnan niyo yung mga lumang...
It's all gone.
Wala I na, LJ them. And ano. Ano ba?
Blogspot.
Blogspot.
Like
very
school.
Tim Burton yung drawings mo.
Yes.
Na...
Dark.
Ang lalaki ng mata, ang daming cross-hatching.
Steampunk,
mga babae na naka-ano, palda na
Victorian.
Mahaba. Victorian.
Whatever.
Actually, a mix of Brett Hellquist, the illustrator for a series of, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. And then Burton, no?
Yeah.
And ako rin, yung drawings ko, ever since high school, yun, Tim Burton talaga.
And I guess, ano siya, form of like artistic... exploration. Like, you know, when I was in high school, yung pinanggalingan ko, like, yung gifted child, mother and child, wholesome things. Diba? Like, yun yung painting style ko eh. Na parang...
Mother and child.
Filipiniana, ganyan. So, I guess it was just natural for me to explore something a little darker or something a little more... Alam mo yun, yung wala dito sa Pilipinas or hindi ko masyado.
Pero ba, pwede bang bumalik yung style na yun sa'yo or nawala na talaga yun?
I guess na-incorporate ko naman siya ngayon. Like, I would like to think yung current art style ko parang meron ako sad girl's face. Like, if hindi fan art yung tinadrawing ko, di ba? Like, most of the girls that I draw are either frustrated or sad or angry. So, kasi gusto kong mag-explore ng, gusto kong mag-drawing ng mga expressions na hindi conventionally, alam mo yun, pleasant and pretty. Yeah. I guess I always like the dark. Yun. Anyway, ikaw.
Duh.
Pero ikaw.
De, ako, ito, yung bata-bata pa ako, tinan mo yung mga pictures ko sa Facebook. yung damit ko. Stripes, black and white.
So, ikaw si Pugsley.
Hindi lang. Ang dami namang, marami namang Tim Burton na Beetlejuice.
Mas parang naalala kita kay Ichabod.
Ichabod Crane.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, tapos, when I started directing music videos, I tried to brand myself. Subconsciously, of course.
Ano siya proclaim mo?
Hindi.
Subhead.
Subconsciously nga eh.
Subhead.
Ang tsaka pa alam rin ng mga cinematographers and mga ng mga bands na I worked with na Wincy is a Tim Burton kind of guy. Kasi one of the first big music videos I directed was for Sponge Cola. Una. Ayun, it was so super Tim Burton talaga. Lahat na pwedeng Tim Burton. May spiders kami, may butterfly kami, tapos German expressionist windows. Tapos si Yael, linagyan ko talaga ng makeup na may na nakakatakot. Yung Tim Burton makeup na matindi yung eyeliner. And natuwa nga ako na si Yael, when I pitched the idea to sila Yael, sabi ko, I wanna do a Tim Burton music video in a haunted house. Haunted house lang. Sabi ko, game, fight.
Okay.
Let's do it. Tapos yun.
And even your Q-Shay.
Yeah, Q-Shay. That was ano, Ed Wood. Tapos I also did a Ciudad na Nightmare Before Christmas na stop motion with Mikey Amistoso.
And then, no, I think may some Tim Burton-y vibe yung dulo ng dila.
Wes Anderson. Yeah, pwede rin. Ish. Beetlejuice. Yeah. Tapos, ano pa ba? Ang dami, parang... Oh, a lot of the music videos I made. But I also did one for the Itchy Worms na Princesa. Ano rin. Tim Burton-esque din. So, wala, it's really in...
Parang ano no, parang...
It's inside me, the Tim Burton influence.
The minimalism is a learned skill for the both of us. Parang at our core, magpupush at magka-come out yung love for Victorian and like maximalist and dark and like
pero hindi
bordering
ako,
emo.
Hindi ako nag-art school, pero just by the countless hours I stared at every frame of a Tim Burton movie.
Okay.
And reading all the Tim Burton books that I can buy in Power Books and Fully Booked. And pages pa nga yata. Or in-order ko sa ano, sa, in-order ko sa Amazon dati. Ang dami ko natutunan na aesthetics, color, na aesthetics or art school moves kay Tim Burton.
Mm.
Na parang how to frame, yung shapes, yung idea niya ng shapes, paano ginagamit yung shapes for a frame, di ba? Nalagyan mo ng matabang shape at payat na shape for contrast. Tapos color control. Ang galing niya sa color control. Grabe.
Yep, yep.
And how even, to use windows to frame a person. Ang dami ko natutunan.
And even, ano no, yung mga oblique shots and hindi takot si Tim Burton mag-distort ng
exactly,
frame. Di ba? Alam mo yun, Nick? Anyway,
and ano, if I get a chance to direct another movie, one of it would be ano. Yun na nga, na-intriga ako dun sa Tropical Goth.
Yeah.
Wala tayong heritage ng gothic film sa Pilipinas
medyo
masyado.
Medyo meron naman. Like, di ba dati meron yung Viva na ni Quarin? Summer Solstice.
Oh, pero hindi siya lagana. Diba?
Ah, oh, parang paisa-isa.
Parang challenge yun. Parang sige nga, gawa ka nga ng gothic na set in the Philippines.
And even Oro Plata Mata, it's kind of gothic. Itim.
Itim.
Yun,
it's
ano,
very gothic.
Provincial gothic yun.
Tropical gothic. Oh. Or ano, actually, oh nga, what's this? Meron pa eh, mga Elwood Perez siguro.
Maybe-ish.
Mga black and white. Oh, oh Elwood Perez movies. Pero hindi nga ano, no? Kasi... yung gothic ang ano niyan, 'di ba? Cathedrals, mansion, cementerio, plantation, kabayo, 'di ba? Mga ganun yung ano niya eh.
Pero hindi ba papasang gothic yung Shake, Rattle and Roll?
Urban eh. Urban. Dapat hindi urban yung gothic masyado eh.
Yeah.
Or kung urban, luma, lumang city. Anyway, so now before we get into the details. One of the things that we liked. Yung itsura nung show mismo, di ba?
Yes.
Anong, how would you describe the look of the show? Kasi we're on the topic na rin.
Hindi, ano, whimsy goth. Like, you know, it's...
Pero ako ito hindi siya sobrang Tim Burton. Parang, yes, nandun pa rin yung Tim Burton na stripes and ano, jagged edges, oblique angles. Pero... may pagka-CW.
Yeah. It's the Netflix.
Oh, hindi siya made, hindi siya Edward Scissorhands level, no? Parang Tim Burton TV.
In, oh, mararamdaman mong maliit yung frame.
Oo.
Or like mararamdaman mong constructed yung props. Like
hindi siya Hollywood, hindi Hollywood levels, no. Gets.
Well, the school kind of reminded me of Sabrina. Ganun yung set sa Sabrina. Like, similar budget, production values.
Pero alam mo yung feeling ko hindi nila tinipid yung costumes. Ang ganda talaga. By my idol, Colleen Atwood.
Atwood, yeah.
Na siya ang gumawa ng halos lahat ng Catwoman costume sa Batman Returns. Edward Scissorhands' costume. Ano pa ba?
Beetlejuice.
Oo nga, dami niyang ginawa, no? A series of unfortunate events,
yes,
siya rin.
Yes, I love her so
tapos,
much.
Tapos, ano pa ba? Mga Martin Scorsese movies, alam ko siya rin.
I love her.
Galing niya.
Yeah.
And sobrang...
Actually, sorry, last na. Madaming undertones and references, I think. Parang same mood board siguro ng... or nasa mood board ng Wednesday yung series of unfortunate events.
Oh, ako rin, yeah. Agree.
Yeah. And, but that's not Tim Burton. But
and also, yeah. Ano, Dark Academia, no?
I love Dark Academia. Thanks to the Gen Z, too.
Kumaharry Potter ng konti, no?
to incorporate.
Kumbaga parang ito nga yung Tim Burton na makikiano na, mag-Gen Z na ako.
Tama naman.
Tama naman, no? Kahit lolo na siya, no?
Pero
magse-70 na rin si Tim Burton.
Yung Dark Academia, sobrang close siya to my heart. Na
wait, aesthetic. Sa Podpals, para sa Podpals natin, ano yung Dark Academia naman?
Well, they can, it's a TikTok trendy term. Pero inaaral naman siya ngayon. Like, it's a legit term. So, basically, ano, aesthetic siya ng Western, English, and New England, ano, university look. Like,
kaya, Ivy League?
Well, kasi you have the Ivy Leagues ng states, pero you have Oxford, you have Glasgow University.
So, Nevermore Academy, malapit dun.
Medyo, I guess.
Linapit nila.
Oo. Tapos yung Dark Academia, well, kasi may Light Academia eh. Like, ano bang Light Academia? Mas preppy, brighter.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, Do Revenge is definitely like
Light Academia.
Light and Bubblegum Academia.
Gets. Kumbaga
like,
parang yung campus na maaliwalas.
Ano ba Light Academia?
Clueless?
Hindi. In a way, Dead Poets. Pero medyo Dark Academia, Dead Poets Society. Oh. But you get the drift. Yes, yeah. Like, Dark
so
Academia,
parang yung
madidilim
na library.
May mystery.
My Harry Potter.
My crime, my mystery. Yun yung what differentiates Dark Academia with Light Academia. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Okay, now.
And wait, sorry. And I guess the thing with academia aesthetic is it's very Western. Diba? Like preppy, tweed, ano ba? Very autumnal.
Autumnal. Or wintry. Pwede
hindi,
rin.
Mas autumnal. Kung anong pagsasabi natin.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Simulan muna natin what we didn't like about the show.
Oh, go ahead.
Kasi we loved it. Pero yeah. Of course, it's not perfect. No?
Do we say first what we loved about it? But I guess
hindi,
very obvious. Oh,
well,
what
ako,
didn't you like?
Konti lang naman.
Ano?
Konti lang. Well, ako number one, ayoko masyado yung supporting cast na students. I like the Addams Family more.
Okay.
Rather than the school.
Okay.
Ayun, nahinaan ako dun sa supporting cast.
Like, sino yung least likable for you?
Ayoko yung mga lalaki. Gusto ko yung mga girls. Like si Enid, Bianca. Pwede na siya na Christina Ricci. Pwede na.
Si Miss Thornhill.
Miss Thornhill. And gusto ko rin. Pwede na rin siya. Hindi ko masyadong gusto si Gwendolyn Christie.
I liked it.
What's
I'm
her
good
name?
Good to see Principal Weems.
Yeah.
But did you notice that she's always wearing gray? I kind of like that wardrobe color control detail. Like, you know, si Wednesday, black and white siya mag-isip. Uh-oh. Tapos, pag nag-uusap sila ni Principal Weems, laging gray. Parang,
ay, oo.
So, parang
galing
gray
Nicole
area
Atwood, no?
Things.
Inisip kaya nila yun?
Oo,
no, I'm sure. No? Parang painter mag-isip si Tim Burton. Kasi. Anyway, so, yun lang. Tapos,
yun lang hindi yung nagustuhan.
Ano ba? Yung production minsan nga, parang
sumisi-W
parang uy, naubusan na sila ng budget, inuulit na lang yung mga props, inuulit na lang yung ano, which understandable naman, mahal ang Tim Burton production tapos i-extend mo into 8 hours, diba? Magtitipid talaga sila. Tapos ano pa ba? Ayoko yung love angle ni Wednesday. Kasi kung...
Why?
Well, na ano naman nila, na bridge naman nila towards the end na wala, Wednesday is a loner talaga, di ba?
Pero for me, unnecessary nga yung... I guess para, ano, may kilig ng konti. But...
Oh.
It's kind of unnecessary.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Ikaw, yeah. What were some of the stuff
that I didn't like? Well, kasama, nasabi mo na yung boys.
Ang like, hina, no? Yung pinaka-okay na na boy for me is the beekeeper.
I love him.
What's his name? Eugene?
Si Eugene.
Oh, pero si Eugene na. Na para siyang si Dustin sa ano, Stranger Things.
Yeah. Eh, pero ano siya is... Ang tawag dun, surrogate siya ni Pugsley. But anyway, we'll get into the things that we like later, probably. Or are we discussing
this? We're discussing anyway. What we don't like muna.
Okay. So, I guess, wala naman ako issue kung may love life si Wednesday. Kasi, pa-high school na siya. I guess, casting yung concert
ako,
ko.
Ako, acting.
Acting tsaka casting. Kasi, hindi mo parang magkamukha. Si, am I being racist here? But, you know, the two white boys look...
Ajax.
Look like each other. Like, hindi, si Tyler, yung nagiging Hyde. Si Barista Boy. And si Xavier kind of looks like the same person. Like, I can tell them apart, yes. But, alam mo yun, parang same mold. Wala bang ano dyan? Wala bang parang mas distinct na characterization.
Uh-oh.
Like, fine, yeah, I get na si Tyler seems like the good boy and Xavier seemed like the bad boy. But, alam mo yun, parang...
Pero ito, yung sa internet, di ba? The internet exploded because... Ang treatment raw sa mga African-American black characters, ang sasama. Yun yung ayaw ng internet. Pero ako naman, okay lang. Kasi example, si Bianca raw. Bakit Bianca, the siren, ginawa raw siyang villain? She's not the villain.
But...
She was the foil.
Oh, well...
Tapos, yung siya pa yung... how can she be a villain na she had the kill shot?
She, diba? Oh.
She had the kill shot for, ano, for in killing...
Crackstone,
diba?
Pero kasi, I think... Napaka...
Hindi siya villain.
Bilis lang nila mag-react. Parang feeling ko, ginawa nila yung mga TikTok reaction.
Tsaka parang black.
Midway.
Black
the...
tapos bully. Masama yan. Yun yung ayoko sa woke internet.
Well, people always will have something to say. But...
Palagi may tinapay na mababato.
But for me, hindi kasi... I guess, ang problema ay bakit natin tinitingnan yung Wednesday or any other... piece of like fiction or entertainment na yun nga na black and white pa rin, ano pa rin, parang protagonist, antagonist. Like,
tsaka hindi ba refreshing na yung bully nga ay black?
Pero hindi nga bully si Bianca.
O sige, Queen Bee.
Queen Bee siya. So what's wrong with being a Queen Bee?
Exactly.
It's kind of nice to see like a person of... Color na
BIPOX.
Queen Bee, di ba? Actually, inaano siya ni Wednesday, di ba? Pinaprovoke siya ni Wednesday. Hindi nga niya pinapatulan eh.
Oo.
So, alam mo yun, na parang...
Tapos, yung mga white characters, takot pa nga sa kanya.
So, parang, what's wrong? And, even the
internet.
Mayor, parang...
Gray character yung
gray character siya. Oh. And, when I rewatched yung anak niya, sa instances na nambubully yung mga kabarkada niya, hindi siya nambubully.
Oh.
Like, if you notice yung first meeting nila ni Wednesday, tinanong nga niya kung gusto raw magkaroon ng normie boyfriend ni Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos binuli na nung mga kaibigan niya si Wednesday. Like, wala. Walang, ano.
Tsaka
hindi
ayaw...
siya offend. Hindi siya nag-offensive.
Ayaw niyo ba yun na ang mga... person of color, linalagyan na ng conflicted personalities, di ba? Or complexities, di ba?
Yeah. I guess, ano pa ba yung hindi ko na, ako, yung hindi ko gusto or parang I wish kind of improved. Honestly, like, I didn't
ako
really...
si Christina Ricci ba na reveal gusto mo? Na siya pala yung kalaban.
Hindi, gets ko na right from the first episode.
Wednesday versus, old Wednesday versus
kasi
new Wednesday.
Kasi parang, okay, why would she be here?
True.
If she's not going to play something.
Tsaka yung
pa
sa boots
something.
Niya pa lang eh, no? Yung pinakita yung boots niya na may putik eh. Parang
ah, okay, okay. Shikovs to. Like,
clue system.
Pero, I guess, in connection with, I think she did a flawless acting job. But writing wise, yung episode 7 to 8, parang, okay, this is very CW shit.
Teleserye na. Teleserye time.
Ina man. As in like, huh? May ganun eh, like, plot wise.
Mag-ahasik ng lagim eh, no?
Okay, may ganun akong, sobra siyang hindi believable. Not because wag niya akong balikan na parang hello may powers nga sila. Hindi ganong believability but yung motivation nung ni Christine.
Yung character arc wise. No?
Oo. Parang really?
Mm.
You're going napaka-symbolic pero in a way magigets mo kasi meron nga mga crusades eh. Like people kill for like their beliefs and religion. So probably it kind of makes sense or like there are such things as like may cults.
Tsaka usually naman, di ba, yung killer or yung mastermind, usually yun yung pinakamabait eh, di ba?
Or unassuming ka. Or basta bait-baitan.
Bait-baitan.
Pero kasi parang yun, nabaliw lang ako dun sa writing siya, writing problem for me na could have been more elegantly executed.
Agree.
And pero, just sa episode 7 and 8, may gems na important rin to me. Like, especially when Enid wolfed out.
I love
that moment. Oh. Maganda yung character arcs. Yung resolution
actually,
ni Enid tsaka ni
weird
Wednesday.
Nga sa akin, since I mentioned mo na, hindi ako masyadong invested dun sa mystery eh. Yung mystery, yun lang yung parang organizing.
Plot device lang siya.
Hindi, organizing factor lang siya na parang, sige, para may beginning, middle, and end. Ang gusto ko yung mga side
yung
bars, side quest. Like yung
lives.
Dumating si Uncle Fester.
I love
Tapos Fester. Yung Parents Day. Actually, weird. Ito yung weird. Mas nag-enjoy pa ako dun sa... Kung may Adams Family member.
Eh, syempre.
Of course. Oo.
Encore yung Adams Family.
Tsaka syempre, parang testing new waters to na parang, uy, ilalabas natin si Wednesday outside the Adams Family. Paano kaya siya? Di ba ganun yung ano eh.
Actually, wait. Now that we're talking about it, I don't know yet if I appreciate it or not. But yung fact na ayaw natin yung boys, alam ko nang bakit.
Oh.
Kasi plot devices yung boys.
Hindi sila well-written.
Oo.
Agree.
Now that I think about it, gusto ko ba yun? Kasi for the longest time, mga babae yung plot device. Eh.
Pero although, yung mga babae, though, to be honest, yung mga babae dito are well-written.
Oo, well-written siya.
Well-written siya. Like, even si
Bianca.
Gwendolyn Christie.
Yes,
si
yes.
Principal
Weems. Like, okay naman.
Si Christina Ricci lang yung hindi talaga well-written.
Oo, pero alam mo ba na hindi pala dapat siya?
Sino dapat?
Si Thora Birch pala.
Pwede rin.
Like, nakailang
Ghost World, no?
Nakailang as in, nag-reshoot. If you observe mo, very few scenes lang magkasama si Christina Ricci at yung mga
bakit natanggal
cast.
Si Thora Birch?
Creative differences daw eh. Parang towards the latter part, ayaw na niya yung I guess similar reaction to me. Like, what the fuck is this?
Pero grabe, Enid Coleslaw, Ghost World versus
fun.
Ano?
Oh.
Versus when Jenna Ortega's Wednesday. Ang ganda nun.
Pero I can imagine it's so dry. It to be so
okay
dry.
Okay na rin si Christina Ricci.
Oh, may konting mainstream comedy si Christina Ricci. Yeah, ano pa bang ayaw ko? So far naman, okay naman.
At saka ako nakulangan ako dun sa mythology building. Gets ko na parang gumagawa sila ng houses na parang Harry Potter, di ba?
Mm.
Sirens, werewolves.
Feeling ko kasi nire-reserve stoners. Nila yan sa ano.
Sana mas pinalalim pa yung lore.
Baka naman sa future, ano.
Oo.
But I don't think that's the point naman of Wednesday.
Pero tama ka, baka nga ang dami na kasing ini-introduce dito sa season na to. Parang they're testing the waters. Yes. Na mag-hit ba to o hindi? Uh-huh. Kung hindi, second season, papalalimin natin yung...
Yes.
Kasi feeling ko ito yung, oh shit, sabi ng Netflix executive to. Tanda na ng mga Stranger Things, ano?
Correct.
People, tapos...
Just cancel nila yung Sabrina.
Oo, oh, tapos parang nakasawa na rin yung formula ng Stranger Things. Ano bang pwede natin ipalit? Oh, sige, ito.
Wednesday.
May mystery din, tapos may mga monster-monster, sige.
Tsaka may pagka coming of age pa rin. Ayun. Anyway.
Ayun, next. What worked in the show?
Oh my God, I have so many things.
Ako rin, ang dami. Ikaw muna. Marami sa'yo, sabi mo eh.
Hindi, baka almost similar tayo. First, let me get this out of the way. For me, I will disagree with the internet. I think Luis Guzman played like a really good Gomez. Like,
bakit?
Sorry, internet. Pero kasi yung reference nyo ng Addams Family.
Si Raul Julia.
Oo, na napaka 90s at mainstream. If you read the Charles Addams comics or like observe the New York Times.
New Yorker
comics. Swak si Luis Guzman. As in like, Gomez isn't traditionally attractive.
Tsaka parang yun yata yung comedy na si Morticia is hot and sexy. Oh. Pero mahal, parang sobrang in love siya kay Gomez.
And I think yun yung point na parang, ano siya yung napakabilis na explanation ng true love, di ba? Na hindi kasi pogi si Gomez.
Or tsaka hindi, ano, hindi matalino si Morticia. Or hindi lang siya yung going for a mayaman to at guwapo, di ba? Parang
na, gets eh. And especially, I loved yung relationship ni Gomez with Wednesday.
Ay, nasa preso?
Yes, I love that so much.
Yeah. Who taught me how to ganito? No. Who taught me how to do it?
Just parang, long story short, Dad, I think you've brought me up like to be independent. Paho,
very well-written character si Wednesday, if you think about it.
Oo naman. And Jenna, well, I guess sinasabi na to ng lahat. Ang galing ni Jenna Ortega.
I must say.
Ang galing. Miski yung boses, yung pagka-deadpan. Galing niya.
Tsaka ito trivia pa. May take daw siya na hindi siya nag-blink.
Ito sinabi
tapos sabi ni Tim Burton na, sige, wag ka na mag-blink ever. Ika-cut natin if ever nag-blink ka. Yun.
Anyway, salitan tayo. Okay.
Sige. Ako ang nagustuhan ko, actually, the one character I really like. That Thing. Worked. Aside from Thing and Uncle Fester. Obvious na yun eh. Kasi Addams Family yun eh.
I love
andali
Thing
eh.
Though.
Andali eh.
Sidebar, favorite ko talaga yung Thing. If you die,
I'll kill you. Anyway. Ang gusto ko is Enid, the character of Enid.
You are Enid.
Eh, sige, explain. Bakit ako si Enid? Wait, sinasabi mo rin, ikaw si Wednesday, yes. Tapos ako si Enid.
Yes.
Okay, bakit? Akala ko ba goth-gothan ako?
Ikaw si Enid.
Explain.
Like, everything about Enid is like you.
Eh, ikaw kilala mo ko eh, yung podcast
like, niya. Ano na lang, yung pagka, the first time they met, yung, oh, not a hugger. Got it. Like, she's so whimsical.
Pero is she a normie? Hindi rin
hindi.
Eh.
Hindi. Weird din siya eh. Weird siya eh. Tapos, ang kino-call out niya kasi si Wednesday sa selfishness ni Wednesday.
Tsaka actually perceptive siya, no? Alam niya, yung the fact na siya yung nag-tour kay Wednesday sa school, tapos sinabi niya yung social hierarchy na school. Hindi siya dumb blonde na ano eh.
Ano siya eh, parang nga siyang observer ng sociologist mode.
Uh-oh.
Now, which I think...
Tsaka matalino siya, di ba?
And you're like that. You like analyzing social groups and shit. Meron kang index ng social groups.
Tsaka isa pa, si Enid, hindi siya naasar kay napapantayin niya si Wednesday. Mm. Hindi siya nabubully pansinin mo. Tapos kung naasar si Wednesday sa kanya, palagi siyang may pantapat.
Oo nga. Kaya nga. Ay.
That's why I think she's one of the better written characters in the series.
Yeah. Kaya, I don't know, yung dynamics ni Wednesday tsaka ni Enid.
Oo.
Kind of like...
Oh, ikaw pa. Well, what else did you like?
No, but why did you like Enid?
Yun lang. I precisely what I said. Maganda siyang foil kay Wednesday. Hello, yung ano pa lang, yung ginawa ni Tim Burton na visually, gets mo na yung dynamic nila, na hinati yung kwarto.
Pero kasi nararamdaman mo, she reaches out, she cares. Tinuturuan niya maging friend si...
Tsaka isa pa, di ba parang naging favorite pet niya rin si Thing.
Oo.
Close sila ni Thing. So yes. Parang... At tsaka yung exchange nila sa huli na parang... May natutunan rin pala siya kay Enid. Na it's something Wednesday Addams would not do.
Mm.
Pero yung sinabi niya na parang... I learned so much from you, Wednesday, na I used to give a lot of Fs.
Mm.
But you don't give a lot of Fs about what people think. And now I don't give a lot of Fs. Ang ganda, no? People pleaser rin siya kasi. Kaya nakaka-relate ako.
Yep.
Tapos sabi rin ni Wednesday, I also learned a lot from you. Di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Na your greatest strength is you depend on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Ganda! Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful
tsaka,
writing.
Ang ganda nung exchanges nila talaga eh. Sila yung best dialogues eh. Like, ano yung favorite ko?
Hindi ba siya tsaka si Morticia rin?
Mas nakakatawa pag si Enid tsaka si Wednesday. Like,
yung... Favorite line mo? Batuhan.
Gusto ko nung nagkwentuhan sila about yung tinanong siya ni Enid if she ever cried. Tapos kunento niya yung pet scorpion niya. Tapos sabi ni Wednesday parang, that's when I learned tears don't fix anything. Tapos sabi ni Enid, you're really not good at this.
Ah, maganda nga. Yun.
Pero best talaga yung nung poke up. Tapos tontoa si Enid kasi nag-join si Wednesday. Tapos naka-cat costume na siya. Tapos tinanong niya na parang, but where are your whiskers? Tapos sabi ni Wednesday parang, say that again and you'll be down to 8.
Lives.
Nay, sabi niya, say that again and you'll be down. Your life will be down to 8. Love. So, sorry, this is very vain. But I remember sa work, yung mga accounts manager, yung mga AA, nagiinuman sila sa isang corner.
Hmm.
Tapos na-overhear ko lang sila kasi I was still working. So, nagiinuman sila. Sabi nung isa, parang, ano, I love CJ. Ganyan. Parang, oh. And CJ loves me. Tapos sabi nung isang AA, well, that's CJ for you. Either she loves you or papatayin ka niya.
So, very Wednesday, Adams.
Yes. Yun lang. Anyway.
O yun, yun lang ba?
Ayun ba nagustuhan ko? Actually, marami ako nagustuhan. Nasabi na si Thing.
Uncle Fester. I've always been a fan of Uncle Fester. And natutuwa kasi ako ngayon na child-free nga tayo. And mga pamangkin natin yung ano, di ba?
You wanna be an Uncle Fester.
Oh, the eccentric, the eccentric child-free uncle na adventurer.
Na consentidor.
I feel like I'm Uncle Fester when I'm with my nephew Mambo.
Yeah.
Oh. Kumbaga si Mambo si Pugsley.
Yeah. Na parang paprotect mo pa rin naman. Oh. Isisave mo pa rin. Pero...
Gusto ko yung sinabi ni Uncle Fester na I never got married because I've always valued my freedom.
Yeah.
And freedom is my happiness. Nakarelate ako rin.
Pero sa past incarnations niya nga, yun yung problema niya, di ba?
Palagi siyang nai-inlove sa maling babae. Oh. Pero ngayon nga, gusto ko nga parang wala nag travel siya around the world.
Pero anong hold up siya?
Oo.
wrong. What else do I like?
Siya nagnanakaw siya, di ba?
Oo, yung masama pa din eh. Do not commit crimes. What else did I like? Yung iba kasi sobrang obvious eh.
Yung WNM na, na pendant, gusto ko yun.
Maganda din naman. That's a nice detail. Well, syempre, everyone's...
Like, ah, ito, sorry. Gusto ko yung kalaban ay colonialists.
Yes.
Finally.
Maganda yun. Maganda na na-tackle yung ano pilgrims na
yes,
hindi sila bida-bida. Like,
the founding fathers, the founders of the Americas. Tapos si Goody Adams, which was also portrayed by Jenna Ortega. Gusto ko yung sinisimbolize ni...
Mm-mm.
What's this ni Goody Adams na she's the noble savage. She's the peaceful...
Hindi sila savage.
A peaceful native.
Oo.
Diba?
Yeah.
Na inabuso ng...
Na she fought back.
And oh my God, yung nandun sila sa Pilgrim World, yung ina-explain niya yung chocolate. Tawan-tawa ko.
Oh,
ang ganda
that.
Nun.
In German.
And gusto ko rin pala the fact na, there's a lot to love about Wednesday talaga. Na gusto ko yung multilingual siya. Na, oh, I'm sorry, you speak Italian?
You read Italian.
You read Italian?
Yes, it's the language of Machiavelli.
Oh my God. And of course, it's the language of Machiavelli. Ganda. Sobrang tapantawa ako doon.
Ano ba? Like, ano yun? Maganda yung...
Yung sinabi niya yun, of course, it's the language of Machiavelli. And I know you like Italy.
And Machiavelli.
And Machiavelli. Naalala kita talaga kay Wendt. Okay, this is a CJ series na ganun ako.
Tsaka
I'm just watching
kape,
CJ
diba?
De Silva on screen.
Ano ba? Well, yun nga. Maganda din na na-discuss yung colonization.
In an Adams family of all pop culture properties, in an Adams family property pa, di ba? Bakit?
Eh Latin naman kasi sila, di ba? Ang ganda eh. Tapos, pero ano ba yung sasabihin?
Hindi, tsaka yung mga hirit ni ano ni Wednesday dun sa Pilgrim World, yung nag-intern sila. Anti-colonial eh.
Super. I love that. She calls it out eh. Na tama eh. Tamang dapat lang i-call out yung mga yan eh. Diba? Tapos, actually, maganda naman yung idea nung villain. Badly written lang si...
Christina Ricci.
Si, ano...
Miss Thornhill.
Lauren... I forget the, ano... Pero, maganda na ang concept nila ay yung villain ay colonization. Na yung... Na parang mas masama yung... Or mas evil ka kapag... gusto mong gawing normies lahat, 'di ba?
Oo.
Na parang wait lang, maybe yung evil ay nanggagaling sa sa parang kasi yung normies gusto nila lahat normies. Yung outcasts accepted nila yung diversity na okay, may normie, may outcast, that's fine. I kind of liked how that was explored. Ano pa ba nagustuhan ko? Ang dami kasi na little things. Like, favorite ko din yung... Ito hindi ito na pag-uusapan ni eh. Yung trip ni Wednesday tsaka ni Thing sa morgue. Tawang-tawa talaga ako dun eh.
Ay, nagtago siya
nung
dun sa
dumating,
ano?
Nung may dumating, sabi ko, shit, saan siya magtatago? Tapos... nireveal. Nagtago sa ano eh.
Refrigerator.
Tapos nung kinakatok siya ni Thing na parang, uy, tama na. Yan ang 5 more minutes. I love it so much. It's so dark. And morbid.
Actually, nakakatawa kasi siya.
Oo, nakakatawa si Wednesday.
Oo. So, next.
Hindi natin pag-usapan yung ano, diba? Like, dance. Like, it's over TikTok anyway.
Ito na.
Ano?
Huwag na tayo dun sa show, dun sa character na ni Wednesday.
Wait, last na. Favorite moment ko yung...
Hindi, meron tayo nun mamaya.
Hindi, share ko lang. Yung nasa shrink, tapos kinain ni Pugsley yung...
Pupuri.
Pupuri. Tapos, tinikman ni Gomez, tapos nilunok niya. Like, ang ganda yung good parenting. Tapos binaon niya hanggang sa baba.
Oo nga. Natatawa ko doon.
I love that.
Actually, sobrang... Si Tim Burton, actually, if you think about it, kahit dark-dark siya, nakakatawa siya.
Nakakatawa.
Magaling yung humor niya, no? Ni Tim Burton. Natatawa ka eh.
Anyway. Okay.
Anyway, so let's talk about Wednesday na. Wednesday Addams as a character. Kasi siya naman...
Jenna Ortega's.
Jenna Ortega's Wednesday. Siya naman kasi talaga yung...
Nagdala.
Siya yung nagdala, siya yung papanoorin mo, siya yung... Tsaka grabe, She's a living meme now, 2 weeks yeah. after the show.
Yeah.
And idol siya ng Gen Z. Ah.
Yes.
So, can you relate to Wednesday? Can you relate to Jenna Ortega's Wednesday? How so?
So, ako lang ba? Or pati
pareho tayo.
Oh.
Have you always considered yourself an outsider like her?
Yeah. I guess the short answer is yes. And nag-bleed naman through the conversation.
As in, pwede mo nang gawing
ano?
Avatar. Kung meron ng avatar sa Netflix yung Wednesday.
I think dapat ikaw yung sumagot. If
actually, sa lahat ng sinabi ni Wednesday, the way she moved, the way she talked, naalala kita eh.
Ano, dapat ikaw na lang magsabi, please flatter me. Hindi, joke lang. Ikaw dapat
ganun
sumagot.
Mag-isip. Basically, ano? Ganun ka mag-isip, ganun ka magmahal, ganun ka mag-scheme.
Miski yung kay Pugsley.
Oo.
Pugsley, you're soft and weak. You will never survive without me. Sometimes you're Pugsley.
Ako?
Oo. But, moments lang yun. Hindi ka naman weak all the time.
I'm inid nga, sabi mo.
You're inid and Pugsley.
And
a little
Fester.
Bit of Uncle Fester.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, ano pa? Bakit tingin mo? Habang pinapanood mo yung series. Ay,
yung sarcasm.
Naalam mo ako.
Kasi ako, yung Wednesday Addams naman, di ba, parang yung mga pinsan niya in pop culture, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Si Enid Coleslaw from Ghost World, Daria.
Yeah.
Who else? Si
Lydia.
Lydia Dietz from yes. Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Sino
pa? Feeling
pwede
ko
ba si Spock from Star Trek?
Hindi eh.
Hindi, no?
Feeling ko, ano eh, pag tumanda pa si Wednesday, magiging si Veronica na siya sa Heathers eh.
Ah, pwede. Oh.
Ano ba ba?
Hindi yun. Pero yeah. what makes her character click for you? Ako, ang taray niya, super taray niya, super dark niya, pero deep inside, yun yung mahal niya yung family niya.
Mm.
Tapos ang tindi ng sense of justice niya. Hindi siya psychopath na parang sinasabi ng ibang mga tao eh. Ng ibang critics.
Sociopath niya. Siya.
Oh, pero yung sense of justice niya ang tindi. Hindi siya nambubuli ng bata eh.
Or hindi siya nambubuli ng person of privilege. Ay, ng person na hindi, ano ba, ng marginalized.
Oo.
Pero, nagpa-punch up lagi si
punch
Wednesday.
Up nga. Pero ang gusto ko sa kanya, she's learning more yung humanity. Na paano siyang, how do I become more vulnerable? Yun. Ang weakness niya is being vulnerable.
Same as me, I guess. Joke.
Hindi siya marunong maging vulnerable. Pero by the end of the show, yung arc niya, sabi niya, shit, ang strength, may strength, ang weird ng statement na ito ah, may strength pala in being vulnerable.
Hindi, may strength in asking for
people's help,
which I kind of liked. And honestly, even the worst or like the bad things about Wednesday, parang na-flashback ako.
High school?
Hindi high school, college or like early days ng adult, young adult. Hood. Like, yung pagiging, akala ko dati sobrang strength yung lone wolf or not asking for help or I would admit that sometimes I get manipulative just to do, accomplish something.
Machiavelli nga.
Yeah. Yun. So parang, so no, kinall out siya ni Enid, imagine, oops, that hurt. May ganun.
Isaktan ka. Tinamaan ka.
Oo. Tinamaan ako. Yun. So, I guess, na alam mo, ikaw naman, some parts of Wednesday that remind me of you. Yung pagka, yung in-isolate yung sarili habang nagsusulat, like,
I like that.
Super, like, it's you. Yung shut up, I'm writing. May ganun siyang mood, di ba?
Oo nga. May ganun din.
Yun, sobrang ikaw yun.
Oo naman, kasi ikaw, sinasabi ko, ako di ba Uncle Fester, Pugs, mm-hmm. Liinid, marami rin akong aspects na nakaka-relate ako kay
Wednesday. Oo nga. Yung si Viper de la Muerte, ang dami mong ganun eh. Uy, ikaw lang yun eh. Si Sulat.
And the fact na she's a writer, yun, yes. Nakaka-relate ako sa kanya. Nasiraan ka na ba ng kotse sa daan? Stress! Sira na nga ang kotse mo. Sira pa ang araw mo. Don't let this happen again.
Kaya it's time to upgrade with AutoDeal, an all-in-one platform for your car needs. Para sa sulit and wide selection of promos and trustworthy sales agent, sagot na ng AutoDeal yan. AutoDeal can bring you one tap closer to your dream car with more than 450 highly rated partner car dealers nationwide.
So, no need to worry for your next road trip. Visit autodeal.com.ph to get the best car deals. Let's go through quick ano lang, quick rapid fire questions about the themes. Let's go through it before we end the episode.
Mm-hmm.
One of the themes that I liked here, first one is normies versus weirdos.
I would like to listen to what you're
saying. I've always felt like a weirdo my whole life, ever since.
Okay.
Sa school, sa family ko, siya yung resident weirdo. Sa klase ko, weirdo yan. Pero dito sa ano kasi, sa napansin mo sa Pilipinas, kung i-localize natin, hindi weirdo yung term.
Baliw.
Hindi.
Ano?
Artistic yan. Artsy yan, no? Artsy yan, eh, no?
Oo.
Kaya nga gusto ko sabihin, yung kung naiirita ako sa mga normies.
Ay, ito artistic.
Bankero yan, eh. Diba? Banker yan, eh. Diba? Or management, ano yan, eh. Management student. BS management yan, eh.
Kaya nga normie na lang.
Pero yun, super nakarelate nga ako kasi Ateneo. Again, sorry. Alam niyo naman na Ateneo basher ako and I really don't like Ateneo.
Yung Jerry ko, ano siya yun, no?
Ateneo.
Ateneo.
And actually, yun yung dream ko eh. Gumawa ako ng movie na parang Tim Burton na.
So, wait lang. So, you never more UP? Charing. Tapos.
Tama.
So, dayo kami sa Ateneo.
So, yung Ateneo,
ano?
It's a school full of normies, of BS management, bankers, di ba? And
it's my pilgrim pa, joke.
And nakakatawa pa, yung producer ko, speaking of which, ano ko to, a little bit of side story na about normies versus weirdos.
Mm.
Yung isang producer ko, as in film producer, production manager din, and cinematographer. Hindi ko napapangalanan sino.
Mm.
Nagano siya, tinanong ko sa kanya, saan ka galing? Sabi niya, sa ano, BS management ako galing. Pero nag-com arts na ako.
Mm.
At nag-aral ako ng cinematography at ano, at script writing.
Mm.
Sabi ko, bakit? Sobrang tawang-tawa ako sa sagot niya.
Mm.
Yung mga klase ko dun sa BS management, kung makasama ko pa sila one more day, mababaliw na ako. Sa sobrang boring nila. Sa sobrang baduy nila. Ayun. Hindi niya kinaya yung course niya kasi sobrang baduy raw tsaka boring yung mga kasama niya. Which, totoo naman, di ba?
Nagdi-disagree ako dun eh. Like, the normies don't really bore me.
Okay.
I'm kind of like, observing them.
Talaga? You're fascinated with normies.
Oh, taking note.
Ako siguro in doses. Kung kasama, ito, speaking...
Kung kasama mo araw-araw, parang...
Kung kasama ko 24 hours yung normie, oh my God. Basketball, di ba?
Nothing NBA. Wrong with that.
Hindi, pero yung sinasabi ko, preference. Di ba? Mm.
But I would challenge that na... I get yung parang feeling ko though, yung pagiging normie, wala siya sa kung ano yung gusto mo.
Oo, tama. Ako,
or ano yung, I mean, for me, if genuinely mo na-enjoy yung basketball, or genuinely mo na-enjoy ang Starbucks, like, that's fine. Genuine ka dyan eh. I think yung masama na value na usually nagka-come up sa na-exhibit ng normies. But I think some weirdos also do that. Is yung obsession nga sa conformity or obsession sa...
Ako, obsession sa obedience nga eh.
Oh, and unity.
I don't like obedient people.
And unity. May false idea sila of unity.
Yes.
Na parang if you have... Na for us to be united, we have to be the same.
And ang ayoko sa normies din, yung close-mindedness nila towards other cultures.
Yes. So, kaya nga parang...
Monoculture sila.
Kaya tinatry ko i-fight yung urge or yung... napakadaling sabihin din na ayoko sa normie. Hindi, parang for me, dapat nga hindi siya black or white eh. Dapat i-accept mo na madami.
Hindi, kaya nga ito, gusto ko yung isang tema ng Addams Family na cartoons. Na Addams Family 2 with Oscar Isaac
and Chloe Moretz.
Chloe Moretz and Charlize Theron. Yun, ang ending ay reveal ni Wednesday yung mga super normie nung town nila. Ay super weird. Mas weirdo pa sa Addams Family.
Eh, di ba yun naman ang thrust ng Addams Family?
Sinabi niya itong leader natin ng ano ng Parent Teacher Association. Kumakanta siya sa bathtub na naka-costume. Parang ganun.
Na dapat nga i-accept mo yun, i-embrace mo yun, di ba? Na parang bakit mo ipapurge yung strangeness in you? Like, and we don't have to be the same.
Exactly.
Yun.
De, pero yun na, ang ayoko nga, siguro, speaking for my producer friend, na ba't siya umalis nga dun sa BS management, na bore siya at na, na badu yan. Nakaka-relate ako ng konti eh. Kasi, I don't like unimaginative, super obedient, super normal, super conventional people. If the, in, ito, in, ano, kung sinasabi nila na weirdohan sila sa akin, ako naman, to quote Wednesday Addams nga, I find you very weird. Tapos sabi ni Ine, di ba, I find you very strange. Sabi niya, I find it, ano, I think the feeling is mutual. Nawi-weirdohan na rin siya sa ano. Kay Inid, di ba? So, parang ganun na rin siguro. Ako, if they find me weird, I find them weirder actually. Because wala silang pag-iisip ng, wala ang normie. So, they can't think for themselves eh. They don't have an opinion, di ba? Kung anong sinabi ng parish priest, susundin nila. Kung anong sinabi ng influencer, susundin nila. Ano sinabi ng teacher, susundin nila. They're boring. And isa pa, talking to normies, nakakaantok. Nakakaano
sila
parang,
usually yung boring.
Parang, ba't yung makausap nito? Ayoko. The word natin, di ba, for normie is savoria, di ba?
Namas, huwag ba na, in-joke yung savoria.
Okay lang yan.
Gets anyway, yan. Ayun.
Next.
But again, wala namang masama kung normie ka eh, diba?
I'm just saying.
For me, it's fine.
I'm just saying, pwede ako mabore at mabado yan.
Oh.
I have every right.
Yes.
And truth be told, I find normies boring. I don't like talking to normies. But ikaw?
I kind of enjoy talking to
what?
Normies.
Hindi kasi Wednesday Addams.
Diba, like, in small doses, like, para silang ano.
Ako, microdosing.
Uh-oh.
You call it microdose.
Anyway.
30 minutes with a normie, I'm good. Pagod na ako after. Anyway. I like the artsy-fartsy people. I like eccentrics. I like weirdos. I don't like normies. Okay. Next.
Okay.
The flawed school system. Boom. Ganda.
Oh, go.
It resonated with me.
Oh.
Ako, gets ko. Yung flawed school system na parang, na medyo touched upon sa Nevermore, di ba? Na parang, may yung politics pala. What drives a school is politics pala. Na yung mga principals may secrets upon secrets upon secrets na halos himatay na nga si ano, di ba? Principal Weems sa sobrang
yun yung good. Dark academia. Yung mysteries of like, the academy.
Keeping the reputation of the school, pero ang gulo-gulo na pala, di ba?
Or like, yun nga, willing siyang itagong patayin na pala yun.
Oo.
Sino yung si Rowan?
Oo.
Just to keep, ano. Pero kasi yung maganda
tapos
naman
tapos gusto
kay,
ko rin yung oh, opening, go. First opening line. Sobrang gusto. Yung nasa public school pa si Wednesday. Oh no. We're kumbaga, school is in deep shit.
Okay.
Kasi, number one, why?
Mm.
Ano yan? It's underfunded.
Mm.
This is an underfunded system.
Mm.
And this place is populated by hormonal teenagers.
Mm.
Tapos next, it's being run by people, teachers, who have given up on life and their dreams. Ang ganda eh, no? That's the school system for you, tama.
Pero, ano lang, po-point out ko lang, na yung world kasi ng Wednesday, parang wala masyadong poor. Diba? Parang lahat sila...
Si Eugene na yung mahirap.
Feeling. Hindi. Nakomatose nga, tapos may pambayad sa hospital.
Ay, tama, tama. Pero yung Adam's family naman kasi, always in the world of the privilege.
Diba? Na for me kasi, when we talk about the school system, ano na eh, parang hindi mo ma-isolate yung school system with poverty, with economic system. Yun lang. I mean, just pointing
pero,
it
pero
out.
Pero actually, maganda nga na ano, magkaroon ng Wednesday take on poverty and yung Adam's family pumunta sa...
Mahirapan. Kasi, ang ano nila eh, parang...
Aristocratic sila.
Oh, aristocratic sila. Mahirap. Magiging instantly sila yung villains dun.
Ay, oo nga.
Diba? Tama. Parang mahirap talaga.
Kasi sila yung parang mayaman sila pero mabait sila. Tapos
oh, okay.
Tapos self-accepting sila of all weird people. So, punching up sila dun sa mga mayayaman na ungas. No?
Yes. So, medyo mahirap if ialis mo sila sa mundo
okay.
Yun. But yung school system nga, parang, I guess, yung criticism ng Wednesday and Adam's family dun sa school system, iko-confine ko siya sa private schools and like expensive schools.
Nevermore is an
na,
expensive school.
Na parang for me, hindi ko na yung public school system, ang dami niyang problema kasi madaming systemic problem. Pero yung well-funded na school, tas problematic ka pa rin.
Exactly.
Yun na yung parang, what's wrong, man?
Magulo.
Oh, yun.
Okay, lastly, mother-daughter relationships. Ito, this is Morticia and... nabanggit mo na ang positive nung kay Gomez and kay Wednesday. Pero what about Morticia and Wednesday? Ito, since ano nga, hormonal teen siya. Di ba sabi niya, I don't wanna be like you, ma'am. You married, di ba? Had kids.
Be a housewife.
Sobrang naramdaman ko na yung sakit. Ang ganda ng acting ni Catherine.
Masakit naman marinig yun, di ba? Especially, na masaya siya na ganun yung life niya. Pero parang, well, I guess...
Pero is this something na pinagdadaanan ng mga teenage girls?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, no? Parang... Oh. Kasi yung mundo mo, yung nanay mo eh, before. Tapos, define mo yung sarili mo by not being her.
In a way, yes. I mean, some people, yung struggle nila is, I guess yung struggle ni Wednesday kasi, ang galing nga ng mommy niya, di ba? Parang always in her shadow.
Captain of the fencing team.
Ah, yun. So, I think ano yun, defensiveness ni Wednesday na I don't wanna be like you kasi sobrang galing mo eh. Ayoko nang i-bother. Nagigets ko siya.
Or parang yung ano no, sige magaling ka na dyan sa aspect na yan. Sa ibang aspect na ako.
Na nagigets ko yun. Pero, I think yung mother-daughter, the more, ano ba, touchy subject is, nabanggit ko to sa isang episode eh, na yung self-esteem ng mga bata. Defined siya by their parents eh. Na parang mas madali or mas stronger yung self-esteem ng isang bata na underachieving yung parents niya. Mas madaling ma-define yung success niya.
Gets.
Kasi oo nga naman, di ba? Parang madali lang higitan yung parents ko. Pero kung yung O yun nga, parang si Morticia, ang hirap niyang higitan.
Uh-oh.
So, magre-rebelde talaga. Parang ire-reject niya yung idea of success ni Morticia. So, I kind of understand that. But I...
Tsaka parang the way, ang ganda rin ng pagkakast na si Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm.
Sobrang ganda, diba? Tapos si... I mean, maganda naman si Jenna Ortega, pero gets mo, hindi siya yung voluptuous beauty na aristocratic, di ba, si Jenna Ortega. Parang
nakita mo si
medyo
Luis,
wayfish. Wayfish.
Nakita mo si Luis Guzman. No, ito yung jeans ni Gomez.
Oo, yeah, I mean, I maganda it. Si Jenna Ortega, pero hindi siya yung vampy like Morticia. Yung parang, di ba, I'm sure may mga friends ka na parang, ay, mas maganda yung mom ko sa akin.
Ang dami. Ang dami. Like, na ako swerte ako kasi mami ko parang would always champion me. Siguro yung struggle na lang namin is, alam mo yun, I guess mahirap kasi na to tell your mom that sometimes yung choices niya ay hindi mo choices.
Mm.
And it's not you've invalidating her choices, but it's just you choosing something else. Like, yeah, mom, we don't have to be the same.
Mm-mm.
Yun lang.
Okay.
Anyway.
Lastly, what is your one favorite moment in the show?
Oh my God.
Ako
so
na muna.
I'll go.
Ako ito. It's the hug between Enid and Wednesday.
Sa huli, no? Sir.
Sa huli. Ang ganda ng scoring ni Danny Elfman. Tapos duguan si, ano, si Enid. She just turned into a werewolf to fight. The hide, diba? Tapos, hinanap niya si Wednesday. Umiiyak siya, no?
Mm.
Tapos, ang ganda nung scene, nung direction. Sinangga ni, ano eh, yayakapin siya ni Enid. Sinangga siya ni Wednesday. Tapos, hinakap siya ni Wednesday.
Mm.
Hindi, diba nag-usap sila na parang, so I guess we have to be comfortable as non-huggers. Diba? Parang, tapos nag-hug sila. Sobrang well-earned nung scene na yun. Na akala ko yung tender moment na makuha natin yung first kiss ni Wednesday, which happened to be, ay, villain pala yung hinalikan niya. Pero yung sort of quote-unquote kiss of the movie,
yeah,
yung yakap niya with Enid.
Mas may weight, mas may emotional
weight. Oo, kasi
weight
parang, wow, Wednesday Adams, may hinakap.
Oo. Okay. Yung kiss, sobrang parang ano yun for
wak,
me.
Wak, wak.
Parang, if you kissed him a little earlier, you could have solved
everything. Tsaka naamoy ko na eh, na parang, okay, hahalikan niya na. This is gonna be the villain reveal.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ikaw, what's yours?
Ako, ano ba yung favorite kang moment? Shit, ang hirap naman.
Marami masyado. Top of your head, yung pinaka lumalabas sa utak mo.
Honestly, yung kay Thing.
Yung sinaksak si Thing.
Nung sinaksak si Thing.
Nakakaiyak yun ako.
Kasi nakakaiyak. Pwede ba dalawa?
Yung ginigising niya si Fester.
Pwede ba dalawa? First, yung kay Thing.
Pero natatawa ako dun kasi yung kinukuryente ni Fester.
Hindi nakita ng podpals yung impression ko.
Ano ba
yung
impression?
Yung ganun. Hindi, pero ang ganda na acting ni Jenna Ortega dun eh. Na parang,
umiyak kasi siya.
Umiyak siya eh, pero pinipigilan niya. Pero stress na siya. Tapos galit na galit siya. Ang ganda eh, na parang, tapos si Thing, kamay lang siya, hindi siya buong tao. Alam mo yun?
Pero parang si Thing kasi, if you think about it, parang siyang aso nila eh.
Parang kung Sabrina, siya yung familiar.
Uh-huh.
Siya yung assistant eh, di ba? So, and fearless kasi si Thing. So, siya yung konsensya ni Wednesday technically, di ba? So, ang ganda talaga ng moment na umiyak siya talaga eh. Pero yung line niya nga, if you die, I will kill you. Ano pa din eh.
Masungit pa rin, mataray. Oh,
but, ang top for me, yung moment ni Wednesday tsaka ni Gomez sa ano.
Naiyak ka doon?
Konti.
Yung kay Enid kasi tsaka kay Wednesday, naiyak talaga ako.
Mas gusto ko yung ano, yung kay
Gomez. Yun sa preso.
Ganda ng writing kasi talaga doon.
Okay, so final thoughts, reflections about the show. Ako lang, I can't wait for season 2. Netflix, bilis-bilisan nyo naman. ilabas na ang season 2.
Ako baliktad, okay lang. Parang, wala please na? Take your time.
Ah, okay.
So, it's gonna be...
Mas maganda pa.
Oo, sana taasin yung...
Pero, it broke a lot of records na. Natalo niya na raw yung Stranger Things in terms of number of hours.
Kasi rewatchable siya.
Oo.
Yung Stranger Things
tsaka
kasi
memeable,
parang
sobrang
tapos
memeable.
Mo na parang... Okay, tapos ko na. Yung Stranger Things kasi hihingaling ka after. Ito correct. Parang fun talaga siya. But I guess final thoughts, I'm happy that like a younger set, a younger generation gets their own Wednesday. And
sino ba yung Wednesday natin? Si Christina Ricci. Hindi si Chloe Moret.
Hindi. And na-extend yung... lore, nag-expand yung Adam's family.
Tsaka nag-a-adapt to the times.
Oo, nagkakaroon ng ibang relevance. So, for me, okay yun. Happy ako dun.
Ako rin. Ako actually yun din. And also, maganda nga na yung kultura nung Adam's family na kinalakihan natin, na-absorb na nung younger generation ngayon. And, I wanna see more of the dancing. Sobrang nagustuhan ko yung sayaw ni...
Jenna
Ortega sa and Gugumak.
Last na.
Oh.
Finally, meron ang maganda ulit si Tim Burton.
Actually, maganda yung Dumbo. Gusto ko yung Dumbo. Nagandahan ako dun sa Dumbo.
Not the Tim Burton that we love.
Yeah.
Like when he went to Disney.
Yeah, tsaka actually,
when Tim Burton stopped.
Ang sad though din. Ang sad din, baka last na to ni Tim Burton. Magre-retire na siya.
Let's see.
62 na, I think 63 na siya.
Hello, Soderbergh naman lumabas na nag-retire eh. So, I'm happy na hindi na parang cool na ulit si Tim Burton. Parang he found his...
Wala na kasi si Johnny Depp. Hindi, tsaka ito. Sana, Tim Burton and Jenna Ortega na is the new Tim Burton
and Johnny
Depp. Oh my
God, may sinend sa akin yung office mate ko si Renzo.
Hindi, ito.
Yung when I heard Tim Burton's doing Wednesday, nilagay nila yung ulo ni Johnny Depp dun sa picture ni Jenna Ortega. Parang,
Hindi, pero match made in heaven nga silang dalawa rin.
Sana. Can we just replace Johnny with Jenna?
Jenna Depp.
No. Jenna Ortega.
So anyway. Pod Pals, I'm sure you've watched Wednesday. Ang dami nagsabi sa inyo. You want us to review this. We want to hear your thoughts. Nagustuhan nyo ba yung show? Hindi nyo ba masyado nagustuhan? Nabitin ba kayo? Nasobrahan ba kayo sa mga ibang elements ng show?
Ano yung ayaw nyo?
Gusto nyo ba yung mystery? Was it a satisfying detective story or corny?
Yun.
So, anyway, now we move on to our next segment. Answering machine. So, my choice comes from a certain DA.
Okay.
Mismo yung topic, super agree. Especially yung idea na hindi dapat gawing retirement plan yung mga younger generation. Sa pool, sakto. Mag-iba na dapat yung thinking na ganon. Agree din ako na yung financial literacy maituro sa generation ngayon. Don't get me wrong guys, marami lang realization sa topic na to. Walang prob gumastos. Walang prob kung deserve mo bumili. Ang akin lang, maging responsible and live within your means. Ako na, ang ganda nung sinabi niya na yung idea na hindi dapat gawing retirement plan yung mga younger generation. Tama. Beautiful. Beautifully said.
Yep.
Ikaw?
Ito medyo mahaba-haba. But this is from Deandra. Pakalala na natin siya. Kasi she is like an online friend na very dear to me.
Okay.
Taga Marawi si Deandra. And parang whenever we exchange thoughts, feelings, parang daming insights talaga.
And at least, ang maganda sa kanya rin, hindi siya taga Manila, di ba?
Iba yung perspective niya talaga. Ayun, so sabi ni Deandra, mabuti at na-mention talaga ni CJ na privilege din minsan yung learning about financial literacy. Kasi may mga tao na as much as they want na mag-budget, wala naman silang pera na iba-budget. Walang savings kasi wala namang perang isi-save. Kasi, totoo naman, di ba? Ayun, sabi niya, pero of course, I understand naman na ang listeners ng Telebabad Tapes, or at least most listeners, ay kahit papaano, ay may kakayahan ang mag-budget at dapat or magandang maka-learn ng financial literacy kasi mga young professional Gen Z and millennials or even students are already seriously thinking of what they want din in the near future. It's really good advice yung maging marunong na tayong lahat sana sa financial literacy. As to helping family naman, yung family first ay meron din kasi minsan aspeto ng religion. Example, in the Islamic point of view, tinuturo talaga ang family first, tapos yung taking care of one's parents, talagang malaking part yan sa paniniwalang Islam. Meron talagang paradise is at the feet of your mother na kinote niya. Kaya you really have to be good to your parents, especially to your mother. Doon din ang gagaling yung idea na sometimes the kids are forced, kumbaga, to be the retirement plan. Parang if one refuses to be so, they're just a bad person in the eyes of the people around them. Not just in the eyes of the people around them, but also in the eyes of God or Allah. And that is the last thing one wants to be, diba? Based dun sa faith nila. Although sa totoo lang, marami ring tao na umaabuso nito. Parang nadidistort kasi helping one's family and especially one's parents doesn't mean na wala kang dapat ititira sa sarili mo. Tutulong ka and you will take care of them because you choose to and you love them and they're your family. Hindi ibibigay mo yung buong buhay mo kasi hindi naman sinabi na magpaka-martyr ka. One is allowed to have their own life. It is one's biggest responsibility to take care of themselves and their body. Hi, right. Yun ang katawan natin, sarili na natin. Sa atin na yun. Tapos sabi niya, congrats to me. Nakahabol na rin daw siya finally. Ayun, thank Ganda. You.
Thanks everyone for
listening.
Listening and commenting.
Mm-hmm.
Mag-submit pa kayo ng ano nyo, comments nyo para... Para ma-feature kayo sa PodPal answering machine.
Ayun.
Anyway, ang haba ng episode na to. Hope you enjoy.
Yes.
And see you next episode.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.